This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury, and this is Open for Business on Enterprise. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about Rumah i. It's an end-to-end property rental tool that acts as a one-stop solution for property investors and tenants. The app provides the tools to list a property for rent, interact with interested parties, and sign paperwork, which increases the security level for both parties. They're hoping to expand their services and into a larger audience and designed to further simplify the lives of users. They're currently working on developing features that will facilitate moving, provide cleaning services, and much more. On the phone line with me right now, I have Brian Tan. He is the CEO and Managing Director of Rumah i. I've also got Alfred Yik. He is the Chief Operations Officer of Rumah i. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, Richard.
How are you both doing today?
Yeah, fantastic.
Fantastic. I hear it's both of your first radio interview. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous right now and exciting as well.
Good. Well, that's always a good thing. Talk to me a little bit about Rumah i. Then, I mean, I've just quickly introduced it, but how is it different from some of the other options that are available out there in the industry?
Okay. So first of all, let me thank you, BFM and Richard, for giving us this opportunity to share our story. Okay. So Rumah i itself is a home renting platform plus. So meaning Rumah i not just offering a marketplace for the user to lease their renting units. Yeah. And we also provide all sort of tools to facilitate landlord and tenant to manage, to facilitate the landlord and the tenants to solve their rental matters in the whole rental cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so actually looking at the current market, most of the platform, they only cover the first half of the rental cycle.
Right.
So when we talk about the rental cycle, we split into two halves. So first half and second half. So for the first half, it will be from non-occupied to occupied. Mm-hmm. And the second half will be move in and move out.
Right.
So what we are doing is we tend to provide a solution to cover this whole rental cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of tools we are providing is, so for example, when a landlord have already secured a tenant, they not just end there. So they need to prepare a tenancy agreement to sign.
Mm-hmm.
And every month they still need to collect the rental from the tenant.
Mm-hmm.
So these are the tools we are providing to the landlord, to helping them to solve this this part.
Okay. Can you tell me when Rumah i started? How long ago was it?
Actually, we come up with this plan is on 2019.
In 2019?
Yes, before the MCO.
Right.
Yeah, before the COVID-19. And actually, we start developing our mobile apps on 2020.
Right.
And we launched it, we officially launched it on 2021, mid of 2021.
Okay. So I have a couple of questions for that. First of all, how did you manage to, you know, secure funding for this, or how was this project funded? Is it bootstrapped? Did you go out and speak to investors? Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Oh, okay. Actually, right now, our funding is come from our own pocket.
Your own pocket?
Yeah.
That's what I like to hear, yes.
Yes. So we haven't engaged any investor yet.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully by this year, we will start our first round of ECF funding, which
right.
is the equity crowdfunding.
And was it a difficult decision to kind of, I guess, move forward with this project during the MCO? I mean, we hear a lot about you know, landlords not being able to get tenants during the MCO, people can't go and check on properties during the MCO. Were there any times when you thought maybe launching it now wasn't the best of ideas?
I believe, actually this COVID-19 or MCO, there is an effect on us. So we have delay on our developments. So supposedly we are planning to launch our mobile apps on 2020.
Right, right.
So yeah, but eventually we launch it on mid of 2021. So actually we tend to try to transform the render process to online, to go online, to be digitalized.
Right, right.
Yep.
Alfred, you've been very quiet in the background over there. So I'm going to pick on you for a moment. How does a comprehensive room rental service compare to the traditional offerings in the industry?
Right, the traditional way of doing the rental service, the room service, is we have to do a lot of different listing, the upload on different website.
Right.
And also the tenancy agreement, you have to print out in paper.
Yep.
Yep. And also if the landlord, they don't want to appoint the tenancy, they don't want to appoint the agent to do to help them to find the landlord, to find the tenant.
A tenant,
yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep, so they have a lot of tedious work to do.
Right,
and when
right.
the complaint arises, they have to do it themselves. That's very troublesome.
Yeah. And so you guys help them out with all of this?
Yes, yes. Whereas in comprehensive approach, in the simpler word, we can do it in all the things in the same place, in the same platform. It's like a all-in-one platform.
Like a super app for renters and for landlords?
Yes, something like that.
Okay.
Especially the digital tenancy.
That's what I was going to talk to you about now. You know, how did you develop this digital tenancy, the idea behind it? And were there difficulties and obstacles preventing this?
Yes. Because this one is, I think we are the pioneer on this. So on the technical approach, there's a lot of problems to solve last year. And until now, most of it is... we already solved them, and hopefully in the near future, we can launch this service to the public.
What were some of those problems, Alfred?
There's the third party, what we call that, the technical problem is like API.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
The communication between the front end and the back end.
Yes. Because this one is quite a new thing in the market, so they don't have a real solution for that too. So that took us quite a while to solve that.
I see. And so that's something you've been dealing with up until now, is it? But now it's resolved. Folks, I'm on the phone with Brian Tan and Alfred Yick. They are the CEO and Chief Operations Officer of RumorEye. They are an end-to-end property rental tool that acts as a one-stop solution for property investors and tenants. More on this when we come back after these messages here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary. Behind Famous Men. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. This is Open for Business. I'm Rich Bradbury. I'm on the phone with Brian Tan and Alfred Yick. They are the CEO and Chief Operations Officer of RumorEye, respectively. Just before the break, I was speaking to Alfred about the digital tenancy agreement. Brian, I know you had some thoughts on this as well. Do you want to add to that?
Yes. Actually, I just want to explain the difference between the e-tenancy and our digital tenancy.
Okay, yes.
Yep. So when we talk about e-tenancy, most of the people will assume that we think that, last time we are using a pen to sign on a printed document.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right now we are just using a pen to sign on my device.
Gotcha.
Okay. So our digital tenancy is different. Our digital tenancy here doesn't have any pen for you. Uh-huh. We only give you a tick box for you to tick on it, by confirming I agree to all these terms and condition, and click confirm. That's it.
So, wow.
Yeah, and done. And this is a legal document.
And it's tied in to your device, is it?
Correct. Yes. So meanings it will be doing it. It will be signing in our apps.
I see. And it is, yeah. Is that a biometric signature?
It's not a biometric signature. It's a digital signature.
I see. Okay. And because you've agreed to the terms and conditions, it's a legally binding document.
Yes, but maybe some of the people will think that is it safe to, mm-hmm. to not to sign, not to have a handwriting signature?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for us, our digital signature definitely is more secure than this kind of conventional signature.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So we're talking about safety measures here as well, you know, and what have you kind of employed to protect both landlords and tenants? I mean, we know that tenancy agreements and rentals and things can be difficult for some people. So what safety measures have you put in place?
Okay. Actually, we developed a credit system. So this credit system, we intend to promote credit worthiness and transparency to both user, our landlord and tenant.
Mm-hmm.
So our credit system is used to store user credit data. For example, the credit scoring.
Mm-hmm.
This credit scoring is provided by one of the credit reporting portal. So, and this credit scoring, it determines by your secret CTOS records.
I see.
Yeah, so when we talk about secrets record, it will be recording your installments payment records.
Yeah.
So whether good or bad. And the CTOS record is to record whether you have a blacklist, mm-hmm. Or you have a legal suitcase. So mm-hmm. this is the one of the data we will collect in our credit system. And second, we will collect the income document to see your capability, whether you can pay for the renter.
Yeah.
Okay, and third is we will have a historical rental payment record as well.
So
to check on whether you are a good payment master.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last is we will have a review from the previous landlord. So meanings, if let's say landlords want to rent out his unit, he can look at the review for the tenant itself, whether it's a good tenant or is a behaved tenant or not. So we will have this credit system in our apps.
Okay. And that's all very good from the landlord's point of view, but what about on the tenant's point of view?
Okay. Just now we got talked about the transparency and we have a review. For this review, actually it's a both side. Meanings once the tenancy end, both party can give a review to each other.
I see.
Yeah. So meanings when the tenant want to rent your property, he can look at the review first to see whether you are a good landlord or not.
Mm. Yep. Now, obviously moving forward, you have a lot of ideas. What other kind of features are you looking to get into the app in the future?
Okay. We will continue to optimize our marketplace because our marketplace is still in the very beginning stage.
Yeah.
So we will try to optimize our marketplace to make it more easy, more convenient to list in our marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
So this is one. And the next is we will enhance our credit system. So to make it a more complete credit system. And third, we will introduce our auto rental collections. So with these features, right, it will be a hassle-free for both user, for both landlord and tenant. Because every month we will auto deduct the rental payment from the tenant's bank account, and the landlord doesn't need to change for rental. So
smart.
We will add this in. And yeah.
Could I ask at this stage, how many you know, users do you have so far? Do you have a an estimate of that?
Okay, we launched our product. We launched our mobile apps mid of last year, 2021, and at this point of time, we already have about 6,000 downloads from Android and iOS.
Yep.
So, and our registered user is around 3,000 at this moment.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you have figures for what you're aiming for the end of this year, or quarterly results, you know, or year end results?
Yes. By end of this year, we are looking at 50,000 downloads.
Wow.
And if let's say we manage to success in our first round of crowdfunding, maybe we will have a higher target. Yeah.
Can you talk to me a little bit then? I've got a couple more questions before I let you guys go. You know, obviously we're coming, hopefully, touch wood, to the end of a pandemic, you know, the post-pandemic housing market. How are you guys catering to that? And how did you, I mean, you only launched your app in the middle of last year, but what was business like during last year? And what do you expect of it this year?
Okay, I think the pandemic has bring a big impact on how we're doing business. We are trying to cope with the changes. And since our launch during last year, the result is quite okay. And we have like 1,000 traffic every month until now. And this year we are doing online marketing like SEO. And we are looking to improve the download rates and the traffic monthly.
I see.
Yeah, through the SEO. Yeah.
Through the SEO.
Yep.
Now, do you think that the future of rental in the future is going to be different to what we see now? Or do you see it being fairly similar?
I think the future is different. I think the real question is, what are the people doing instead of buying house? Yep, I think it's a lot more different from last time. For the landlord, I think the worry of depreciation, the depreciating of property due to like new housing development or crime rates or even economically factors like unemployment rates, there's a really impact a lot of people from owning a house. Yep. So in the future, I think more people is going to rent a house. Because as a tenant, you have a fewer responsibility compared to a landlord. Like you don't have to pay maintenance or repair and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we are doing this to cope with the changes of the market. We can see that in the future, there are more and more tenants.
I agree. I think that the future is probably rental. As much as I'd, you know, like to say more people are buying houses, The truth is they're simply not right now, are they?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much for your time today.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you, Richard.
I've had Brian Tan, the CEO and Managing Director of Rumah I, on the phone, and, of course, Alfred Yick. He's the Chief Operations Officer at the same company. Fellas, where can people find out more information about Rumah I?
Yes, they can head over to our website, rumah-i.com, or they can even download our apps from App Store or iOS Store.
Brilliant. Thank you both very much for your time today. I wish you all the luck in the future. Okay. My name is Rich Bradbury. This has been Open for Business here on Enterprise. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally get it from. I recommend you use the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. For Enterprise, my name is Rich Bradbury on BFM 89.9, the business station.
open for business? Register your company with BossBelay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.